Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We have Sydney Brennan on the line, your dietitian at Zehrs. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this very chilly day.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess Wyerton Willie the groundhog calling for an early spring. Yeah, right.
I know. Seems to be a little bit colder than spring weather. Yeah.
Although we'll wait and see. You never know what February is really going to bring. But we do know you've got another great recipe idea for us this week, Sydney.
I do. So it has been cold this week, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there might be warming up with maybe a bowl of chili or soup this weekend. And what's a better accompaniment to a hearty bowl of chili than cornbread? So that's what we have in store for this week. Our recipe this week is called sweet potato cornbread muffins.
Okay, I like the sounds of this. Nice combo. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so these cornbread muffins are really easy to make. And the addition of sweet potato in these not only adds a touch of additional sweetness, but it also adds some extra fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C as well. So to make these muffins, first you're going to cook one whole sweet potato in the microwave. Just make sure you pierce it all over with a fork first to allow any steam to escape, because we don't want any exploding sweet potatoes this weekend.
No.
absolutely not. So then we're going to cook it on high for about 6 to 8 minutes. And then once it's cooked through, you can scrape out the sweet potato flesh until you have about 3/4 of a cup. Then you're going to mix together 2 cups of cornmeal, 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of salt. In another bowl, you're going to mix together your wet ingredients, which is the sweet potato, 2 cups of milk, 1/3 cup of maple syrup, and 1/3 cup of coconut oil, and combine all your ingredients together and mix until it's just combined. Spoon your batter into a lined muffin tin and bake at 375 degrees for about 25 minutes or until they're cooked through. And these muffins are freezeable, so you can pop them in your freezer, or you can serve them warm with a hearty bowl of chili or soup for a delicious wintry meal.
It sounds great. Sweet potato cornbread muffin. And I like how you describe that, what sweet potato kind of brings to a recipe like this.
Absolutely. You know what? Muffins are such a great place that we can kind of fit in some extra veggies. You know, you'll hear about like zucchini muffins or things like that. So sweet potato is another really great example of that. And, you know, the vitamin C, great for our immune system. Vitamin A, great for our eyes. So lots of great benefits to adding that in here.
And, Sydney, I don't know about you, but for me, especially with soup or especially with chili, I always like something with it. I can't eat it just on its own. So something like this is great and quite creative, too.
Absolutely. You always got to have something to wipe the remnants of the chili in that bowl, if you ask me.
There you go. We'll have our recipe of the week, sweet potato cornbread muffin. We'll have it for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is there. Sydney, do I understand a name change is in the horizon there?
Yes, you are correct, Jamie. So my Facebook page right now is called Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs, but it will be changing over the next couple of weeks. You will see my name will be changed to Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. So if you already follow me, you don't have to change anything at all. You'll continue to follow me. But now we will be merging pages with myself and 7 other dietitians in Southwestern Ontario that also work for Zehrs and Loblaws. So you'll see lots of really great and more frequent recipe ideas, food product recommendations, and you'll learn about lots of other events that are coming up in Southwestern Ontario as well.
Okay, so at least we don't have to research you again. If you've liked or signed up with Sydney B, you'll still get all the information and so much more. So that's great to hear. So much more information coming down the wire. And speaking of which, great offer with PC Optimum points happening.
Yes, absolutely, Jamie. So our 50% back in PC Optimum point offer is still on until February 22nd. So this is one of our best deals that you'll see all year. So if you've been thinking about nutrition counseling, now is a fantastic time to reach out. All my contact information is on my Facebook page. You can find my phone number on there. Also, links to book a free 15-minute chat with me if you'd like to learn more. So you can earn 55,000 PC Optimum points for every hour of nutrition counseling, and that's about $55 worth of free groceries.
You can't beat that with Sydney B., your dietitian at Zayers. And Sydney, before we let you go, of course, we got a snowy, chilly weekend coming up. And last time we chatted, you talked about you're more of an indoor person maybe than a winter outdoor person. But I have from a reliable source that you enjoy tobogganing and sledding. Is that right?
I do, Jamie. I do enjoy the occasional toboggan. So my husband and I actually, the other night when we had a fresh snowfall, we decided in the midst of the blizzard that we would go to Canadian Tire and buy a sled. So that's what we did. And the two of us went tobogganing down a hill at a local park near us. And it was a blast.
I'm glad you had some fun. Well, the cats remained nice and warm indoors.
Yeah, exactly. They stayed warm inside.
Well, you stay warm inside this weekend, too. And, of course, we'll enjoy the winter weather as well. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is theirs. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Stay warm, everyone, this weekend.